purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Your host hasn't seen everything in sports, but sometimes he acts like it, and his guests probably have. Now, the host of Scorecard Scribblings, your sports guy, Brent Weber.
Brent Weber, Scorecard Scribblings, thanks for joining us on a Wednesday night, the couple of days before week two of our high school football season. We're going to be chatting with head coach Don Trotter about his Anderson Cubs. They're taking on the Red Bluff Spartans this weekend, and we will be broadcasting that game live. We'll go on 15 minutes before kickoff, and we'll take you through look at some of the other games as well that night. But we'll be talking to coach here in just a second. Want to let you know we're just doing a portion of the game with Coach Trotter. Rest of the broadcast, we're going to recue an excellent interview that we did recently with a baseball historian and a good friend of mine, Ken Fisher, who is a member of SABR, the Society of American Baseball Research. So we're going to talk a little bit about SABR metrics and things like that. So that interview will be following my chat here with Coach Trotter. But sitting down with Coach in his office right now, let's just start things off. You know, if anybody had a school in their blood, that is you. You just can't tear yourself away from. You must have had a good high school experience because, heck, you're still there.
I had a great high school experience. As a matter of fact, this is Coach Reed's job as far as I'm concerned. He calls me 2-3 times a week and lets me know what I'm doing and what I should be doing and shouldn't be doing. But, yeah, no, my whole coaching staff, with the exception of one, are Anderson Cubs. So, absolutely.
How cool is that? You're playing in Reed Stadium.
Oh, it's real cool. You know, it's coach knows a lot more than I'll ever know. So, you know, he's a big help. You know, and he comes to practice every once in a while and talks to the kids. And he's great. He's awesome.
Being the head guy, you know now, a few years into that, is it can be different. But it seems like you seamlessly kind of moved in there because you'd worked at the JV ranks, you worked as assistant. You know, there was none of this, hey, you should be the head coach every day, I don't think. It was just biding your time, and when the time came, you were well accepted. Do you feel that a few years into the program?
Yeah, it did kind of fall in my lap because I was actually on the board to hire the new coach, and I kept getting – you know, questions they were asking me, and I finally just went out with my wife that night and called them up and said, you know what, I'll just take the job if you guys still want me, and so here I am.
Now you've been head coach long enough to have, this is kind of pretty much your second class of full kids, right, that you would have had the whole time you've had them there. Numbers are down a little bit, but still the same type of kids, right? Anderson Cubs are pretty unique.
Yes, this is the group that they were freshmen. I actually had a freshman team my first year, and these kids are the seniors. And it's a good group. They're very talented. And like you said, we are thin. I mean, we're big up front. We're athletic at all the skilled positions. And, you know, they're Anderson Cub kids, you know, and they'll show that on the football field. So
now you had one of the most dynamic offenses offensive players last year at the center of things. But it always also comes down to you had a great offensive line, which makes and breaks. How is your offense going to look for starters? Because, you know, we're always pointing the finger at Coach Trotter because you run that offense.
Sure. No, it's going to be completely different, actually. Yeah, absolutely. Parker, we don't have Parker back there, but our offensive line is just as good, if not better, and we sure are big. And with the skilled kids we have, we're going to do some different things. And it's all a learning experience for all of us. I mean, when you have a school like Anderson and you don't have the kids that like a Shasta or a Red Bluff have, you got to kind of, you know, incorporate what the kids can do into an offense. And it's a work in progress every year. We're going to look different every year that I'm there probably. So I'd like to call it the kitchen sink offense.
Well, you know, let's talk about Red Bluff a little bit.
Sure.
You know, annually you're talking about, I said last week that I like this matchup because I think you're two of the consistently gritty teams that I've seen, you know, exciting teams to watch. They do something really, really well on offense, and they throw their bodies around a little bit on defense. And you guys are known for, as you said, having some big kids and having skills. So why is this a good one on your schedule for you, and what do you think this year is going to look like?
Well, I don't know if it's a good one or not, but it's one of our rivals, and Coach Reed, you know, he wanted me to keep them on the schedule. And to be honest with you, I wanted to keep them on the schedule because that was one of the biggest rivalries in the game that I've ever played in. I said, well when we played them in Anderson my senior year, there was nowhere to stand, nowhere to sit, you know, and those things you remember, you know. But my little Bruce Street Thugs, they're going to come out and play hard. You know, they always do. So we're looking forward to it.
And having that home game to start things off, I know you guys are ready. We always talk about, it's a little bit of a cliche, but one of the things people say, coaches and players all will agree, they're kind of tired of looking at each other by now. I mean, they're ready to play somebody, and you just hope that they go out and keep their emotions under, you know, and don't make a lot of mistakes, things like that. But they're tired of looking at each other. Heck, you're probably tired of looking at them looking at each other.
I'm tired of looking at them looking at each other, for sure. I mean, I don't know if I get tired of the kids. I absolutely love the kids. But, yeah, they're getting sick and tired of hitting each other. And with the numbers that we have, I don't get to hit them as much as I want to. But, yeah, you know, we're going to open up the gate on Friday, let them go, see what they do.
Football this year, you know, last year was so difficult for everybody in the North State. Beyond the depth of the tragedies, you know, it also kind of, you know, put everything in perspective for us. When football was able to come back, especially in, you know, some of the Shasta County teams, and then eventually we had the horror down in Butte County. But, you know, there was kind of that solace in a way once, you know, football went on, sports went on, and it was, I think, really important for these kids. Now moving, you know, forward, we're past that horrible fire year, knocking on wood. Mm-hmm. But, you know, for all these kids, I think sports proved to be at the high school level kind of something that kept the community centered, and there's probably no more centered community in that way than Anderson.
I agree 100%. You know, we, like you said, last year, I think the kids started thinking that we were going to start playing our games in the basketball gym, you know. I mean, but everybody was in the same boat. But, you know, once it got going, it was, you know, it was normal, you know, it just felt normal again, and everybody didn't forget, but, you know, you kind of put it in the back of your head, and you went out and had your fun, you know. It was a tough year, but it was a tough year for everybody around, you know.
All right, so I don't do predictions or anything like that, and I know you're going to tell me we want to reach our goals and all those things, but for week one, with a kind of a short roster for you, you guys, you know, what are you as a staff trying to get the kids to focus on in week one? We don't see a lot of razzle-dazzle, do we, out of the gate?
Razzle-dazzle, I think Coach Reed would grab me by the throat if I did razzle-dazzle. I don't think I've ever had a razzle-dazzle play in my life, to be honest with you, not even when I played in college. But, no, you know, we're looking forward to the game. Our kids are ready to go. The coaching staff, I got a great coaching staff. You know, we'll see what happens on Friday night.
7:30 kickoff?
Yes, sir.
7:30 kickoff, and we will be there. Coach Don Trotter, thank you so much for taking the time. All right, this is Scorecard Scribblings. When we come back from break, you're going to be hearing my interview with Ken Fisher, who's out of Norman, Oklahoma these days. He is a baseball historian and a good friend. I think you'll enjoy that. And, of course, be sure and join us Friday night, 7:15 pregame, 7:30 kickoff. We'll be in hopefully somewhere near the press box at Reed and Field, and looking forward to the big matchup. I'm Brent Weber. Thanks for listening to Scorecard Scribblings. Back in a moment.
So what's Scorecard Scribblings all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give him to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribblings with Brent Weber, Wednesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
Reading Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week, there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM, with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. Boy, was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Hello, Americans. You know what the news is. Now you're going to know the rest of the story. This is Paul Murphy for Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. To reduce energy costs, Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning will show you a new high-efficiency system that can save you money. Call Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning for a free estimate at 221-2642 or visit us online at homecomfort.org. And that's the rest of the story. Good day.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction with your personal protection tip of the day. Use technology to reinforce your home and make it undesirable for criminals. The use of alarms, cameras, lights, and reinforced door and window locks may go a long way towards helping a would-be thief make a better decision. Another important part of your personal protection plan may be the use of a firearm. If that's your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW or other firearm safety courses online at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Teach me something new, man. I need to learn.
Something. Well, you got something to write with? Good. It's time to work on your interviews.
My interviews? What do I got to do?
You're going to have to learn your cliches. You're going to have to study them. You're going to have to know them. They're your friends. Write this down. We got to play them one day at a time.
Got to play. It's pretty boring.
Of course it's boring. That's the point. Write it down.
One day.
All right, I'm just happy to be here. Hope I can help the ball club. I know, write it down. I just want to give it my best shot, and the good Lord willing, things will work out.
Good Lord willing,
things will work out. Yep.
I knew you would like that, Ken Fisher, my guest tonight on Scorecard Scribblings, because also quite a movie buff, aren't you? So where's that from?
Well, yeah, that, from Bull Durham, of course. And the, you know, Kevin Costner, I have a little story I can tell if you
want. Yeah, no, that'd be great.
Well, you know, the sort of an inside thing, but, you know, my good friend Randy Lewis, who I went to high school and college with, he's a longtime music writer for the Los Angeles Times. And Kevin Costner went to our high school a couple years after we did, and he was on our the baseball team at our high school and graduated the same year as a friend of ours. So our friend had the yearbook with Costner in his baseball uniform with the baseball team, and on that team was Dennis Burt, who played for the Minnesota Twins. Mm-hmm. And so I was working in New Mexico at the time, and I knew that at a station, their TV station, and I knew that Burt was had gone, by then he was on the latter part of his career, and he's playing for the Albuquerque Dukes at the time. So I emailed Randy, and I told him that, you know, Burt, who had played with Costner in high school, Burt had gone to the same high school, was there in Albuquerque. So somehow Randy alerted some reporter he knew, and the guy went and he, the Times reporter, did a story on Burt and, you know, about him being in the minors and this and that. And then he asked him a question about Costner and what was it like being in playing in high school with Kevin Costner. And Burt said, "Oh, was that guy's name Kevin? I thought his name was Keith." He had no birth, you know, pro athlete and everything, and Costner had been around for years by then as a famous actor. He had no idea he had played high school ball.
Kevin looks pretty good in the movies when he's playing, right? I know he always goes and suits up with Fullerton. He left no baseball impression on his high school teammate.
Yeah.
I love it. Ken Fisher's my guest. Ken is the program chair of the Oklahoma chapter of SABRE, the Society for American Baseball Research. Also, for several years now, you've been involved with the data casting at the AAA level with the Oklahoma City, now Dodgers. They were the Red Hawks and way back when many other things. Bill Plummer and I believe Rick Bassetti might be on the wall there somewhere, because I know he's told me stories about playing there in the past. But that's one of those things that the major league level, which I know you can talk to too, the statistics and the computer tracking even of the baseball, the running, the throwing, that's at a whole nother level. But even at the AAA level, you're doing more. You're not the official scorekeeper. You guys are part of a crew that tracks pretty much every pitch. Tell people how that works at that level.
Well, I personally don't track the where the pitch goes. There's mm-hmm. guys in a room, actually two doors down from us. We have the I sit in the far corner. Next to my right is the official scorekeeper, and then we have a timer now. And then you have the broadcast booth. And then to his right in another room are the guys who do the tracking, and they're the ones who track the course of where the balls fall, and so they're keeping track of that information. That gets fed into the computer too. So a combination of my information and their information, you know, gets sent to the appropriate people and gets put together, you know, and used, and that's where the data becomes proprietary, at the team level. Mm-hmm. So people like myself never get to see that
right.
that data, but the thing is, the managers, they of course no longer rely on things like batting average
right.
as much as they used to, and a win no longer means what it did like when we were kids,
right?
I think that the a lot of fans, and especially older fans, and the, you know, the average fan or the fair weather fan, they just wonder, why do they care so much about pitch counts?
Mm-hmm.
And those kinds of things. And, they wouldn't if the numbers didn't, support that. And, the Dodgers, for example, have this pitcher, Tony, Gonsolin, I think that's how you say it. He's gone back and forth between the AAA team and the parent team, and he was, I think he had a one or two hitter through four last week, and the parent Dodgers pulled him after four because everything showed that in the fifth he would have probably got knocked. And you know, the parent Dodgers won the game. And so, you know, it's just, that's their data is they're, you know, counting on their data. And then if the managers and all the coaches are buying in, everybody's aboard and the management is hiring, managers and coaches that will buy in.
Right. We're talking to baseball historian and, Sabre member Ken Fisher, my good friend. Here on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, KCNR, it's Scorecard Scribblings. I'm your host, Brent Weber. Ken, I want to, just because you mentioned that, and I like to appeal to young and old fans and so on. To me, the whole new statistic era began kind of when they started making OPS a thing, and now there are some involving, and then we had runs and hits per innings pitched, and I'm noticing some even newer kind of metrics that are becoming more mainstream. Talk a little bit about the ones that are being considered to be more effective than batting average or ERA in determining a season for a player.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think OPS, I think, is the one that probably is, you know, considered you know, a much more better barometer of a hitter's worth nowadays, because you know that's their slugging percentage plus their on base percentage combined, and you know that number has much more value. You know, for example, right now the catcher that the Dodgers brought up, Will Smith,
mm-hmm.
he has an OPS. I mean, and it can't stand.
Right.
But it's at this, you can't, at least you don't think so, at 1.207 right now.
Right.
I mean, that's insane, you know, but he's had an incredible start. His batting average is .321,
mm-hmm.
but which is good, but it's much more impressive, his OPS. And it's because he's walking
mm-hmm.
and hitting for power. You know, 11 home runs, eight doubles so far, and he's doing everything right in his plate appearances. What's happening though is they aren't caring as much about strikeouts.
Right.
So what's happening is you're seeing some games, and more games than I wish, where you see a lot of strikeouts and a lot of home runs and not that much in between.
Right.
You ask yourself, is that the kind of baseball we really want to see? And a name that's been in the news the last week, last night, and you know a few days before that is you know, one of my boyhood heroes, Sandy Koufax,
mm-hmm.
because last night Clayton Kershaw just went past Sandy's Dodger win record for a lefty and tied him last week. And of course, Clayton always talks in reverent tones about Sandy, and as he should. And Sandy used to. He would win games 2-1, 1-0.
Right.
And they were they were incredible games to watch.
Right.
And I was lucky enough on May 11th, 1963, my father took me to a Giants-Dodger game at Dodger Stadium, and I was lucky enough to see Sandy pitch a no-hitter against the Giants that night. And, I mean, those watching him on television or in person pitch those games, it was incredible.
Yeah. And let's pick it right up there when we come back, Ken. I'm going to get it to a break. I want to start right there where you are, and we'll talk war as well because I've kind of warmed up to it. And we'll be back. We're talking to baseball historian, Sabre member Ken Fisher. We'll be back with more on Scorecard Scribblings in just a moment.
Attention all hands. Manning the Watch is a show by veterans for veterans covering every branch of the uniformed service.
Listen every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the news and information all veterans need to know nationally and right here in Shasta County.
Listen live or streaming on the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Welcome aboard every Saturday morning for Manning the Watch, 10 a.m. on KCNR.
Morgan Stanley values long-term relationships with its clients. Rick Hill and Rory Greek, financial advisors of Morgan Stanley's Reading office, know that building relationships begins with getting to know each client. Everyone has different goals, from planning for retirement to saving for a child's education.
Rick and Rory with the Pathfinder Group at Morgan Stanley can create personal investment strategies to help you meet your retirement, education, wealth transfer, and other financial needs. So call Rick or Rory at 223-4200. That's 223-4200.
Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
A Turtle Bay membership is your ticket for 300 acres of fun. With free admission, discounts, member-only events, and new traveling exhibitions throughout the year. Plus discounts at Sheraton Reading Hotel, Mosaic Restaurant, and more. Your membership gives you year-round access for less than $8 a month. For two adults and up to four kids for a full year from date of purchase. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Play, discover, learn. For more information, visit turtlebay.org.
Thanks for not calling the 800 number.
You've heard, don't call the 800 number. Instead, call your Dish Premier local retailer at 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. Here's another reason why.
Galen H. with 5 Stars writes, for Dish, home theater, and TV mounting, I call B&T Satellite. Doug has helped me move my Dish network services twice in the last 3 years, and I couldn't be happier with the service he provides. It's nice to have a local guy that serves all the North States. He also helped me in my latest move with my TV mounts at a reasonable price when I couldn't get any other companies to do it unless I bought added equipment or services.
B&T Satellite will take the time to listen to your needs and work with you to give you the best TV experience. Your local premier Dish retailer. You owe it to yourself to not call the 800 number. Call 241-DISH. That's 241-3474.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Hey, Evelyn, can I ask you a question? You got a moment?
Which team do you play for?
Well, I'm a peach.
Well, I was just wondering, because I couldn't figure out why you would throw home when we've got a two-run lead. You let the tying run get on second, and we lost the lead because of you. Now you start using your head. Are you crying?
No.
Are you crying? Are you crying? There's no crying. There's no crying in baseball.
One of the great lines in motion picture history, right, Ken Fisher?
Yeah. The great Tom Hanks in League of Their Own.
Absolutely. And I did have to, you being, I know I have to have a disclaimer because I know that you catch little things like this. I did edit out one little sentence in there because it may have been a little too off color for.
Yeah.
It's that head but, is you know, that thing above your whatever.
I always, you know, one of the things I always remember that movie, the first time I saw it, you know, because obviously I've seen it multiple times, is it was with my mother.
How about that?
With my mother in El Paso, and I was working in Las Cruces, New Mexico, and she was visiting, and I took her to see it in El Paso. So I always have fond memories of that. So anyway.
See, that is what baseball does for us. That's what sports
does. Yes, it does. Yeah, and my mom loved baseball. She just loved baseball.
That is great. Well, we were talking before the break a little bit about some of the statistics that have become part of the norm, and a big, big part of that has been part of a Saber involvement with Baseball Reference. Everybody knows baseball-reference.com, I guess, has become well, it's just a go-to, and it's amazing what's in there.
Oh yeah, it's the creation out of the mind of a man named Sean Foreman, who was a high school math teacher, and I remember I had discovered his sort of prototype that he had just gone online with, I guess, a few months before. And I was at the Boston Sabre National Conference in 02. And I happened to get lucky, and I was sitting in the back at the table with him. And I guess I was so excited that I was sitting at the table with Sean, really nice guy, and I was asking him questions about it, that one of the Boston chapter guys running the conference who was nearby turned and yelled at us to shut up, you know, but, you know, be quiet because, you know, somebody was at the podium talking, so Sean, he kept teaching as a math teacher another, I think, almost, 7-8 years, but it got to be such a project that he just had to go full time, and he makes a living off of, you know, he has a football reference, and, you know, he has multiple sports now, you know, and he has a whole staff and everything. He makes a living off of all of this now, and it's just an incredible tool. There's a also a tool that goes with this, if you called Play Index, that you can use to try all sorts of compare players and do all sorts of different things with it. It's just amazing.
Well, and I love to do something like type in Redding. And, you know, go into the player index. There's places where you can actually find and guys where they're listed by hometown, where they were born, where they're buried, you know, so on. And you can find, well, anybody anywhere. Now the minor league stuff is amazing, how much of that is in there. The old stuff, like the Class D Redding Browns, I think you can find some in there somewhere.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, people could go, if their grandfather played in the minor leagues, you know, 50 years ago, they can go find his stats on there. And then there's a cool little tool you can find on the left side, if you scroll down, called the Oracle of Baseball, which is like the equivalent of the Kevin Bacon thing to see, you know, who he was in the movies with. You can see, you can do a link or link him to, you know, to people he acted with. You can take somebody who played like in 1871 or 1876 and see how many players it would link to, you know, like 7 players to take somebody in 1871 to 2019 or whatever.
It's just
such a fun site to go to.
We're talking to Ken Fisher, He's part of Sabre. He's a baseball historian, just a baseball, huge baseball fan. And you're also quite a fan of, we mentioned movies. You told me you have more than 40 baseball movies, and a lot of those we didn't even know were on DVD.
Anyway, and I got lucky. A colleague at the Oklahoma Baptist University, Roger Hadley, he retired a few years back. He taught a film class, baseball film class, and they weren't going to continue the course. And he said, if there's anybody who should inherit this these films and my notebook that I use for the course, it's you. So he had me drive over to his house in Shawnee, Oklahoma, and I picked up all the films and his materials, and I was just honored that he thought of me, and I have him here with me. And of course, I pitched to my dean the idea of my former dean. At the time, I pitched the idea, but he, well, you got all these other courses you have to teach, but maybe someday we'll teach a special course or something.
Oh,
but
gosh. Anyway. I'll try to take off that semester and try to, see if you'll let me hide in the back or whatever. We're talking to Ken Fisher, also, as he mentioned, a longtime media teacher, journalism teacher, and more at the University of Oklahoma. We're talking baseball stats. Don't want to get away too far from the baseball reference stuff, and the WAR stat, war, has nothing to do with war, but it is wins against replacement.
Wins above replacement.
Thank you.
Yeah, wins
above. I was a little bit leery of it. It seemed like too voodooish to me many years ago when we began talking about it. Then I realized it was kind of the stat that you want to be able to say, well, my guy was better than your guy, and maybe have it be closer to being a fair comparison.
Well, yeah, it's really meant to just it allows you to compare errors easier, you know, like the 1880s to the 1910s to the 40s to so on, but also it's what it helps now is to compare a triple A player to major league players. The idea behind WAR is that it helps you know how much a better a player is that would typically be able to replace a certain player. Mm-hmm. So you come up with a average level of stats for that player compared to league level, and then how much better is this player than that? And so what kind of player would it take to replace him, and how much is your player above that? That's not meant to be anything more than just a comparison tool. Now, Baseball Reference has their own version of it, and there's another version that's out there too. But and what's happened is, over the years, broadcasters have been leery to use some of these more advanced kind of tools, but nowadays, it's showing up all the time. I mean, I think you can thank MLB Network, which has been on the air over 10 years now. They started to work those into their broadcasts, and now you start to see it worked into local broadcasts and a lot of their graphics, because I think the younger generation, they are more savvy with these kinds of statistics, and so you're seeing them used more common. I think some of the really more advanced things, maybe not so much yet, but I think things like WAR and OPS are, you're hearing them in broadcast, and then consequently you're hearing the Triple Crown stats, the batting average, home run, RBI, less.
Right. And we're going to take another break. Got more. We all want to hear from Ken Fisher, who is with the Society for American Baseball Research, program chair of the Oklahoma chapter, and many more things, a good friend of mine. So we'll take a break here on Scorecard Scribblings and finish it up with Ken Fisher in just a moment.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004.
but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You'll never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated, not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Redding. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
Looking for a home loan? Omega Mortgage Group built its reputation on providing low rates and outstanding customer service. We've worked hard to lower our costs so we can pass those savings on to you. There's a reason so many real estate agents, escrow officers, and other industry professionals refer their clients to Omega Mortgage Group. Contact Omega Mortgage Group today at 223-1400 or visit us at omglending.com and find out for yourself. Omega Mortgage Group is an equal housing lender. NMLS ID number 1253874.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Wild thing! You make my heart sing! You walk everything.
Sneaky good baseball movie, right?
Oh, yes. Yes. I mean, and of course the original was much better than the offshoot.
Major League, right, yeah. Ken Fisher's my guest on Scorecard Scribblings. He's the program chair of the Oklahoma chapter of the Society for American Baseball. What is it?
Research.
Thank you. Because I couldn't read my handwriting, since you know my handwriting.
You remember that thing you did for your master's degree, Brian?
Exactly.
Research,
the thing I did. Oh, it's coming in a lot. Very handy right now, Ken, by the way. But a longtime journalism instructor, I would be remiss not to say congratulations 2 years late for the Bliss Award, which you deserve as an educator and so much more. We've talked history. We've talked advanced statistics. Let's talk today. And let's put it in perspective. Even Dodger fans such as yourself, because let's lay it all out there. There's a lot of Dodger fans here in the North State, and there's obviously a lot of Giants fans, a lot of A's fans, and some Mariners fans too. But you got to be pulling for this Giants manager, Bruce Bochy.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, he's a future Hall of Famer. And he has won 4 pennants as a manager and 3 World Series, and he's all you got to do, folks, is go to Baseball Reference, and you'll see that he's as of this moment he's only 19 games from tying Leo Durocher for wins, and 20 will put him at 2009, which would put him in 10th place alone on the all-time win list for major league managers. And of course, Leo, he won only one World Series in 1954 as the Giants manager. And so I think that there's no doubt Bruce is a Hall of Famer every way you look at it, and a class act. I mean, you've had the pleasure, right, Brent, of meeting him over the years in your coverage in Southern California when you were a reporter. I've never been fortunate like that, but I mean, everything I've heard, a total class act.
Class act, treats everyone, every player, like they're an accountable, well, since it's baseball and it's primarily men, you know, an accountable man, an accountable person. He does not talk down to the media, even when he's ticked off. You know, he understands the responsibility, a kind of guy you love. Baseball will miss him, but there's, you know, good guys coming through. So let's do the math now. This Giants team, a month into the season, by the way, Ken, we weren't sure they weren't going to be relegated to AAA by the end of the year.
Things look good.
Yeah,
things
now the AAA team's up here, and they're winning. They're 500. Yeah. They won't catch the Dodgers. Yeah. That's 19 and a half games back. No one's catching the Dodgers. But so 36 games remaining. Boch has to win how many to catch Leo?
19 to tie, 20 to be ahead of him. And I think he's going to make it.
I do, too. I am pulling for him. I'm pulling.
Now, he'll finish under 500. He's at 498 percentage, right. 498. He's 1989-2007. So he has 18 more losses than he has wins. But hey, Bucky Harris is a Hall of Famer. Mm-hmm. Connie Mack's a Hall of Famer. They both have more losses than wins. But Bruce managed a Padre team that, you know, went through some rough years there. I mean, that's okay. I mean, he managed those great Giants teams, that won World Series every other year there back at the start of the decade. So, I mean.
And, you know, he had T. Gwynn. Thank God for T. Gwynn down in San Diego. Let's talk about home runs. I'm not a fan of where we are in Major League Baseball this year. Some old-timers, Bill Plummer was one of the guys who told me, he goes, the guys are bigger and they're stronger. They've been bigger and stronger, and they should be in better shape. They should be well-rounded athletes, but that didn't happen overnight to the point where we're seeing how many guys with 30 home runs already? The balls are definitely hopping.
Yeah.
What have you seen at AAA, and what have you heard about the comparisons?
Well, yeah, they're flying out of the ballpark at AAA too. Of course, I work in a Pacific Coast League ballpark where traditionally they've flown out more and faster out of the PCL ballparks just because of the altitude and all that. But still. More so than say last year. They say that the ball is juiced both at MLB and AAA, but more so at MLB. I mean that's all anecdotal. I mean I have no evidence to support that other than just listening to scouts. A talk in the hallway and, mm-hmm. you know how those scouts cranky scouts like to talk, but it sure seems like, something's different this year.
And they did change, they also went uniform at AAA, right? Or in the minors, it's not the exact same ball, but it's close, right?
Yeah.
And they haven't had that, I don't think, in the past where they're using supposedly the same ball.
But I mean the thing is the game they've done different things to try to change the game, like make the game shorter and all that. That's been with just limited success.
Mm-hmm.
I imagine you've thought about this, Brent. And I mean I know we're running out of time. We don't want to get into a topic that can take 5 hours. But people like you and I will continue to go to the ballpark.
Mm-hmm.
But what about the people that are 5 or 10 years old now?
Mm-hmm.
That's will they be going to the ballpark when they're our ages? That's the kind of thing I wonder about.
And you know, there are so many factors, obviously the price of a ticket, but beyond that, like you're saying, the game is, the thing about baseball is people who say it's boring, they don't understand how to watch it, and the only way you find out how to watch it is to go with your mom, who was a baseball fan, you know, with my dad, and to go and sit and talk about it, and that's what's always been so great to me. You know, about baseball. Favorite ballparks. You've been to a lot of them. I don't know if you still have counted out. You've been to some new ones this year, right?
Not any new ones this year, but I went to SunTrust the year it opened. So I'm still, I've been to all the active ones as of now, but next year, the Texas Rangers, right across the path from where their present ballpark is, they will have a new ballpark. I don't understand, but they'll have a new ballpark.
They could build one inside Jerry World if they wanted.
Yeah, but more luxury boxes, you know. But anyway, being an Angel and a Dodger fan, I love those ballparks. And, of course, Dodger Stadium, you know, is always special. But the Pittsburgh ballpark is something. It's something to see. I love seeing it. And I just recently was at the Tampa ballpark. They got to do something about that ballpark.
Yeah. And everybody says they do, but is that going to be – they're still talking about that being a possible move for a team. You shouldn't be hearing that anymore. But
yeah. I mean, I think they – and they're talking about doing half the season in Montreal and half in Tampa. I mean, I think that isn't a ploy to try to, you know, get somebody to give them money to build a new park. Who knows what's going
on there.
That's
not good for fans in either of those cities if you were to do something like that. Now, and down in Southern California, it's been going on for at least 5 years, this series where the Angels have not gotten the new stadium they expect Anaheim to build for them, right? I mean, I think what's going to happen there.
That's a shame, too. I mean, I think there's nothing wrong with that ballpark, too, but I know there's reasons why. And I think that's going to be one of those games of chicken.
Mm-hmm.
You know, who knows?
Well, ultimately, I think they're up here in the Bay Area, the last I saw, but ultimately it looks like they've got a plan that the city of Oakland is behind to build the A's a ballpark by the water and so on, and I hope that goes through. I mean, the A's fans still go. They just don't go. They don't fill up that place, but they're good fans.
Yeah, and I think a new ballpark, the A's fans will fill it up.
Right.
I really think they would.
So we're just about out of time. How much we got, Jared? We got about 30 seconds. Just want to tell you who my guest has been tonight, Ken Fisher. He's a member of SABRE, that's the Society for American Baseball Research, program chair of the Oklahoma chapter, longtime journalism and media instructor at the Gaylord College of Journalism and Mass Media, past Edward L. Bliss Award winner, baseball historian, lover of the game, and also works on statistics and stat casting and so on at the AAA level. And it's always good to talk to you, Ken, and kind of get a fix for baseball.
Been a privilege.
Ken Fisher, our guest tonight. Thanks for joining us, listening to Scorecard Scribblings. You can go to the website, scorecardscribblings.com. We'll post past shows, and occasionally I get off my bum and write some.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
So thanks for joining me tonight. That was Ken Fisher most recently, and earlier in the show, Don Trotter, head coach of the Anderson Cubs, looking ahead to Friday night's high school football game of the week right here on KCNR pregame 7:15 Friday night. It's Anderson hosting Red Bluff. Kickoff will come your way at 7:30. Join me Friday night for high school football. For now, I'm Brent Weber. Thanks for tuning in to Scorecard Scribblings. To learn more, go to scorecardscribblings.com.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name, knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call.